As the Federal Communications Commission holds roundtable discussions to shape a national broadband policy, many organizations are urging both the FCC and Congress to avoid enacting any new government regulations on the broadband industry, including wireless broadband. Leroy Watson, the legislative director of the National Grange, the nation's oldest general farm and rural public interest organization, explains how regulations on broadband are harmful for rural Americans.
Rural Americans are one of the nation's largest underserved populations when it comes to broadband. The National Grange applauds the Federal Communications Commission for working to develop a plan that ensures that all segments of our society have access to broadband. Grange members believe that competition is essential for delivering broadband to all Americans, and we must ensure that our federal, state, and local governments do not adopt regulations that would discourage competition, reduce investment, or stifle job creation by the private sector. Rural Americans have plainly seen how competition in the delivery of broadband services in urban and suburban markets continues to lead to wider access, lower prices, and better service. Today, most Americans enjoy a very competitive broadband and wireless broadband market, but far too many of our farming, rural, and tribal communities still do not have adequate broadband access. That's why the National Grange is deeply concerned that enacting prescriptive regulations like network neutrality as part of a national broadband policy will only increase the cost of telecommunication services and hinder broadband access for underserved rural Americans.
To learn more about the National Grange and the Grange's efforts to ensure that government regulations promote universal deployment, greater competition, and better service for all Internet users, visit www.nationalgrange.org.